The Present Podcast.
Hello and welcome to The Present Podcast, episode number 5.
Cinco.
Podcasto. So we are going to have a nice, short, to the point podcast.
Yeah.
We've both developed 5 questions we're going to interview each other with. We don't know them. We're currently holding our hands over our notepads right now to stop peeking. We have a cup of tea, a nice cup of English breakfast tea beside us. We have a pack of Oreos.
It's going to be double stuffed
Oreos. Love it's going to be shit. Quick. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be intense. Yeah. I'm going to tear this guy.
I'm scared. I'm not going to let.
Heart. All right.
Hit me.
Episode number five. Question number one. Please explain the moment where you felt the most embarrassed ever.
That would have to be. Okay, so Jesus. I went to Warsaw there to shout out to Mickey Collins. Went over to visit Mike Collins in Warsaw because he was studying. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Kevin, my housemate, had a video of me. Slapping my ass. Oh, Jesus. He's spit the tea everywhere. The tea is all over the MacBook. Oh, Jesus. All right, I'll carry on. So, Kev had a video of me slapping my ass. It was a long story. So, we're in a bar in Warsaw, and there must be like 10 of us sitting down. So Kev decides to get out his phone and show the whole table my nice white body and me repeatedly slapping it for about 2 minutes. And I sat there and I took one look at him and I was like, thanks for that, Kev. Yeah. So that's probably my number one most embarrassing moment.
Nice. That is good. That's quite embarrassing. Moving on. Question number two. Most inspirational figure, dead or alive, in your life?
Most inspirational figure.
Or person, or sports person, or of some descent.
I'd say I'm going to have to go with Pat Div on this one.
You spoke about him a lot on podcasts and stuff. What about Pat Div really like? Is it his character? What is it?
I think it's because... one of my buddies is like, you know, went to school with him. It's a shout out to DOC. You know who you are. Went to school with him, and you know, just to see how far he's come. He tells a story about how he thought he was gonna open a business in Dublin, be the next big thing. Ended up coming home on a bus, like couldn't pay for the bus at Christmas. Had no job. He was working in like a Fat Freddy's in Galway. I think he was saying it's like a restaurant. He was just like doing double shifts, so he'd work in the morning, and then work in the evening. And then he said he got this one piece of advice from his dad saying, no matter how bad your situation is, you're always in a position to help others. And so between his shifts, he used to like give consulting, like nutrition advice and stuff like that. And then he used to do classes on the beach. Mm-hmm. And now he's like, you know, he's doing like mindset seminars and he's like traveling around the world doing talks and stuff. So I think it's cool to just see his like evolution and hear his story.
He's a grafter.
Yeah.
He's putting on hard work. He's a grafter.
Yeah.
Awesome. Question number 3. What is your favourite chat-up line on Tinder?
Oh, jeez. My favourite chat-up line on Tinder. My Tinder game is not great, but...
She's gotten stronger now, in fairness.
You can't be saying that now, you know? Jesus. So, this one, shout-out to Mickey B.
Jesus, shout-outs are fucking rolling.
You better be listening, you know? Jeez, I'm just looking at your computer screen here. It looks like shit. Oh my god.
We'll anyway, clean that after.
So it starts with, it's very embarrassing now, but oh my lord. And then insert name. Hello. Yeah, whatever the name is. And then you put the heart eye emoji. And yeah. So that's it.
And that works for you.
That's a good question, you bastard. You got me.
Oh, jeez, I can't be talking like that now. Yeah. We're having a podcast here. Question number four. You're on your deathbed and you're allowed to give your children only one piece of advice. What would it be?
One piece of advice. Ask yourself, will you regret this? And if you do, if the answer is yes, if you don't do it, then you gotta do it. If that makes sense. So what I'd say to someone is, will you regret this if you don't do it? And yeah, if the answer is yes, then I think you should do it.
Good, nice, I like it.
Yeah.
Final question number five. So I was, just give a little background, I've been away on an East Coast trip for the last 35 days.
Yeah.
And you've been pretty much home alone in Chicago.
Yeah.
You poor fella. How have you managed to pull off the riding solo act? So a little bit of further background, just would get the occasional snap from himself saying he's away out on his Todd. You know, how have you managed to... I'm impressed. I'm proud and impressed that you've managed to do this. How have you managed to pull it off? You know, how have you coped with being on your own and you went out at night on your own?
Yeah, so I think there was... I think it was after work one Friday evening. So there's a page on Facebook and it's just like all the J1 students that travel from Ireland to America. And, you know, I was just like, screw it. I'm just going to post into the group and be like, you know, heading out tonight, anyone fancy beers? A couple of Irish lads end up getting on to me. So I end up meeting with like four Irish lads and just going out with them to random bars. That was one night. And then, you know, I think the one thing that drives me is, you know, I've gone home from work. I was tired. I could have just gone to bed. And like, you know, the summer's coming to a close. So again, it's like, will I regret this if I don't go out? And when the answer is yes, you need to just grab a fucking beer, get off your ass, book an Uber and go there. You know, like, what's the worst?
Just get up and go, yeah.
Again, it's like putting yourself out of your comfort zone and just not giving a shit what other people think. So yeah, that's it.
That's how you pulled off the riding solo. Yeah. So that's the wrap up of my five questions.
Yeah,
some good quick fire answers. I'm currently shitting a brick now because I realized I shouldn't have went first. You should let you go first.
Mine are actually very toned down now compared to yours. I'm raging. So, the first one is, where do you see yourself in 2 years' time?
Oh, Jesus, what an awful question. You couldn't think of anything better. No,
no, unfortunately not.
2 years' time.
So you'll be...
I can't see myself...
Almost 25.
I can't see myself in 2 days' time, let alone 2 months, 2 years. okay, so let's walk through it. Graduate next year.
Yeah.
With a degree.
What would you like to be doing in 2 years' time?
Where I can picture myself as opposed to what I'd like to be doing. So
okay.
Where I can picture myself is, what 2 years' time? This is August 2016. Yeah, so 2018. I presume it'll be at the end of like my travel year of... Good. So I intend on graduating and then spending a traveling. Year traveling. Nice. Yeah, so...
with long hair.
Yeah, big beard.
Big beard.
Finding Flip myself lamp. In Thailand or some shit. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Grand, moving on. All right. Do you see yourself with a girlfriend within the next 6 months?
Oh.
And why? Yes or no, and then I want a reason why.
Okay, no.
No. Why?
I'm just a loner bastard. to be honest, I think I just have too much of a commitment at the moment to sailing, personally.
Yeah.
Sailing
is your bitch.
Yeah, sailing is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm away every weekend,
yeah.
You know, sailing, and You know, a girlfriend's a big commitment, you know, and I, and when I commit to something, I don't want to give...
They're a pain in the ass as well.
Yeah, well, that's true, but I don't, you know, when I commit to something, I don't want to give 50%. If I ever commit to something, I give 100%.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'd be, you know, cheating myself and cheating said girlfriend if I didn't give 100%.
Good question. Or good answer, sorry.
Good question.
Okay. Next. What makes you tick?
Oh, what makes me tick? Very good question. That's Alan Watts, actually. You've stole that from Alan Watts.
Really?
Yeah, there's a YouTube video, Alan Watts, saying, what makes you tick, or what makes you itch?
Itch.
Sorry, take
it
back.
Jesus.
Take it back.
Get it right.
What makes me tick?
What pisses you off?
Oh, like, what do you mean? What pisses...
Bill? Yeah.
Oh, thick.
No. Tick, as in like... not in the Irish sense, tick. But... What pisses you off? Like, what gets under your skin?
Oh, what gets under my skin? Okay. Yeah. Excuses. Laziness and excuses. Those two.
Do you have an example? Any examples?
People, I don't know, you meet people at university that are like part of, I don't know, a club or a committee or something like that, and... You ask them to do something and they won't do it, or they'll come up with an excuse to why they can't do it, and they're not bought into the big picture, you know. And then I think people are very quick to assume that they're really busy and assume that the other person isn't really busy. And you know, you got to understand people are doing stuff as well, but you know, if someone's asking you for it, then there's probably a good reason. You know, they either need help or they need, you know, they need you. You know, if someone's asking you something, they need you, you know. And what really pisses me off is when people are make up excuses, are lazy, don't want to help you, you know, because...
They don't want to help themselves.
They don't want to help themselves, you know. If you want to achieve stuff in life, begin by helping other people.
Yeah, cool. I like that. Okay, trying to choose which one to ask you first. Two more. The next one is, what scares you?
Ooh, what scares me? When I was younger, what scares me, I think it would be getting in trouble from like my dad.
Oh, really?
That would, he would give you this look, and you know you're up.
You're gone up the stairs.
No words are needed. It would just be the look, and you're like, you're fucked.
The slipper's out.
Yeah. What scares me now? That's a good question.
Yeah. Perceived or real?
What scares me? Losing, I fucking hate losing. So having the fear of losing scares me. You know, I'm scared of losing. So it sounds awful, but it motivates me to be better.
That was actually going to be my last question. Was what drives you the most?
What drives you?
Is there someone that drives you the most, or is it something, or is it?
I've a self confession. Actually, would be so again. Listen to this Tony Robbins. Podcast with Tim Ferriss, recent one up, very good podcast, a bit long, but Tony Robbins talks about fulfillment as opposed to achievement. So what was the question again?
What drives me? Is there someone that drives you?
Okay, so I mean, I can admit that achievement is currently driving me right now, and Tony Robbins has made me like open my eyes a little bit that life's not about achievement, it's about fulfillment. And he gave a really good example of Robin Williams. Like, incredible actor, incredible look at. And Robin Williams is like, okay, I want to be the best funny actor, you know. And then he won awards in that, and then he's like, okay, I want to be the best actor that's not, when not being funny, and then he won Academy Awards in that. And then he's like, you know, he did all these things, and he had so many achievements, and then he hung himself. You know, and and Tony Robbins says, you know, partly more likely to the reason is because he never felt fulfilled. You know, he had all these achievements and was like an incredible actor, but he was never fulfilled. So right now, I think I could say wrongly that it's achievements that are currently driving me. So, you know, to be the best in a certain discipline, you know, to have a good degree, you know, and I've got like a bunch of achievements I'm aiming for, you know, to be world champion in mattressing in university level. You know, to graduate with a first or a 2-1. You know, so I've got those kind of short-term goals. Yeah. That's what's driving me right now.
Cool. Good answer. I like it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that is our
five question rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Hope you guys like it. It's a bit of a change. You know, we decided to have a bit more fun with this one. Peace out. Thanks for listening. Share, like, comment.
Peace.